Miles and Niles were in their prank lab, a walk-in closet off Niles' bedroom, whose four walls and ceiling had been covered in chalkboard paint so the terrible two could plot out their pranks. Notice the maps. Notice the diagrams. Notice the crate full of black socks stuck in the corner. The socks aren't important, but behind the socks was something very important. Behind the socks were 58 words Miles and Niles lived by. The prankster's oath. On my honor, I will do my best to be good at being bad, to disrupt, but not destroy, to embarrass the dour and amuse the merry, to devote my mind to japes, capers, shenanigans, and monkey business, to prove the world looks better turned upside down, for I am a prankster. So be it. If you're reading this book somewhere quiet, someplace alone where no one will hear you, feel free to raise your left hand, the prankster's hand, and say those words yourself. And that's why we need gas masks, said Miles, who'd been talking this whole time.
I don't think gas masks work like you think they work, said Niles.
I think they work exactly like I think they work, said Miles.
Well, yeah, said Niles. That's the definition of thinking.
I'm bringing a gas mask, said Miles, and I'll bring one for you too. I'll bet you want it tomorrow. Which is how we got here, to Danny's diner, setting of their latest prank. Are you sure you don't want one? Miles asked.
Yes.
Niles pulled a clothespin out of his pocket and used it to clip his nostrils shut. He winced a little because it hurt. The gas mask would be way more comfortable, said Miles.
Okay,
said Niles. Plus, it looks really cool. Niles took a good look at Miles.
Maybe, he said.
Miles and Niles laid the skateboards on the pavement. Both skateboards belonged to Miles. This morning, he'd ridden one over to the parking lot behind Danny's diner. Niles had carried the other one. He didn't have very good balance. They put on their rubber gloves. They pulled out their paintbrushes. Then Miles reached into his backpack and removed the most important thing they needed for this morning's prank, something too important to include on their list, lest the list fall into the wrong hands, prompting questions, investigations, unmaskings, expulsions. It was the linchpin of the entire operation, a hunk of cheese wrapped tightly in plastic. Yawney Valley cows ate Yawney Valley grass from Yawney Valley hills to make Yawney Valley milk. Some Yawney Valley milk became Yawney Valley cheese, for sale to customers of the Yawney Valley Creamery, purveyor of 27 varieties, including American, Baby Swiss, Blue, Brick, Cheddar, Mild, Cheddar, Medium, Cheddar, Sharp, Cheddar, Extra Sharp, Chevre, Colby, Colby Jack, Cream Cheese, Farmer Cheese, Fresh Jack, Lacey Swiss, Monterey Jack, Mozzarella, Munster, Parmesan, Pepper Jack, Pinconing, Provolone, Cork, Swiss, Tellamy, White Cheddar. If you counted, you know that's only 26 kinds of cheese. But you might be interested to know that Yawney Valley is also one of only four places outside Germany to make Limburger cheese, which Miles Murphy had purchased this morning, and which is famous for smelling like feet.
Oh, man, said Miles, unwrapping the cheese. It smells like feet.
That's the whole point, said Niles.
Yeah, but I can smell the feet, Miles said, through the gas mask.
Niles shrugged.
I tried to tell you, gas masks block poison, not smells.
Miles lifted the gas mask off his face.
Okay, you win. I'll take a clothespin.
Niles smiled.
I only brought one.
Leave it to Niles Sparks to prank his pranking partner in the middle of a prank.
Good one, said Miles.
Thanks, said Niles.
Miles looked a little queasy. He stared at the cheese.
It's even worse than I thought.
He took a deep breath